On the show today, we have Web Strategy's very own Chris Leone and Brandon Fry talking about their survey of 1,000 consumers to better understand their banking preferences. And this is a multi-part series, and this is part two. And in this part, we're talking about top value drivers when it comes to a banking relationship, what they discovered in the survey, and then which financial institutions are best at those things as well. So Chris Leone answers both those questions in this part, so check it out. Value drivers when it comes to a banking relationship. What do people care most about here?
Yeah, and I'm actually going to bounce this one back to you in a second, Mike. But before I do, I just want to put a little bit more context around this. You know, as marketers, we need to understand value drivers. We need to understand what it is that makes someone look at an option and say, I value that element of what they're offering. I value that more than maybe what I can get somewhere else, right? So what are the value drivers? And so we wanted, since we were doing this big survey, we said we want to either confirm or challenge some conventional wisdom that exists around what people really care about when it comes to their financial institutions.
Right.
Okay? And so the data I'm about to share is also going to be for people under 45. We can show this for people over 45 as well, but we had to just kind of pull out some interesting insights, and we focused on the younger group just for this particular one. Mm-hmm. But Mike, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Oh boy.
Here. And I didn't tell you I was going to do this. So
thank you.
My apologies. But so putting aside low fees and good rates, because
that's
a given.
Oh, yeah.
Putting that aside, what do you think are the most important value drivers for people when it comes to choosing their financial institution if they're under 45?
Oh, accessibility for me, or convenience. The accessibility / convenience.
Mm-hmm.
At least for me, it is. And I know from our younger kids, that's, you know, this is everything to access that type of stuff. And does it work? Is it seamless? Frictionless, like Brandon said, the whole friction thing, if there's any hurdle, extra hurdles to jump, oh my gosh, we're out. I think it boils down to accessibility. And being an older lad, security is also in the back of my mind. I don't think security is so much at the forefront of younger folks. They might, I'm just guessing here, but I know accessibility, convenience is huge.
And you talk to a lot of credit union people, basically all you do all day, right?
Pretty much.
Based off of what you're hearing and what you see, what do you think they believe are the most important value drivers for consumers?
I think it's the seamlessness, the friction. I hear friction so much in the last couple of years, or frictionless.
Yeah.
So yeah, they want to get rid of those stumbling blocks that have, you know, that keep people from moving forward in an application process, from, you know, dropping out and never coming back from an online perspective. So that's a really, really big deal. At the same time, especially when you're talking to folks in the C-suite, that security concern is always there, especially with all the ransomware stuff going on, and, you know, and how prevalent fraud was over the pandemic and stuff. So from their perspective, that security aspect, there's a balance. There's a balance between the convenience and the security, which is on their plate constantly, top of mind constantly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's both good and bad news for reasons I'm about to explain.
Okay.
But I'm glad to hear frictionless. You know, I spoke at CUNA back in 2019, 2018, I can't remember, but in my session, I was talking a lot about marketing to millennials, and I said that your friction is someone else's opportunity.
Completely.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think credit unions are starting to catch up to that. But let's see what consumers actually think when it comes to this.
Love to know.
All right. So we're talking under 45. Okay. We're going to look at that segment here today. And I'm going to look at credit union members and non-credit union members. And here's what's interesting. If you're under 45, regardless of whether or not you're currently banking with a credit union or an online-only bank or a traditional bank, you generally value the same things the most.
Mm-hmm.
So we see transparency, no hidden fees, top three for both segments.
Okay.
Quality of the mobile app, top four. And this is out of, I think like 15 options they could have picked or something like that. Mobile app was consistently at the top. Customer service was consistently at the top, and accessibility was consistently at the top.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all good. That's probably maybe what you would expect, maybe not. Some of those in there you might be a little surprised by. But something else that I found really interesting in this data, Mike, was that community involvement, financial education,
really
bottom of the list for all segments.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Not a big value driver at all. And we see a lot of that from credit unions.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we get, you know, something, not everything needs to have an ROI attached to it.
True.
Depending on who you ask. But if credit unions are kind of leaning into that as their differentiator and thinking that's going to spark interest, according to our results, it's pretty minuscule. Just to give you a sense, you know, maybe financial education, 6 to 10% of those under 45 would say that's a value driver, compared to customer service, which is like 30-34%. Mm-hmm, so it's like 3x more important. Okay, so our takeaway here is that no matter what someone's relationship is with a credit union, they tend to value the same things. And also some of the things that a credit union tends to put a lot of emphasis on in their marketing, financial education, community involvement, aren't the value drivers that the investments might imply that they are. Okay.
Wow. That is telling.
So after we established that, we thought, okay, so we now know that. The question is, who do these consumers think are the best at those things? Right?
Yeah.
And this is where this might be the most interesting insight that we pulled out of this entire survey. If you are a credit union member and you're under 45 years old, you use a credit union as the PFI, you think credit unions are the best at those things.
Mm-hmm.
You think they have the best mobile apps, they're the most accessible, they have the best customer service, best online experience. You even think they have the most favorable fees. That sounds like good news, right?
Yeah, totally.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
But I'm going to rain on your parade.
Oh, no.
Because if you're not a credit union member and you're under 45, you think credit unions are the worst at those things. You think traditional banks and online-only banks are superior when it comes to mobile app accessibility, customer service, online experience, and fees.
Yeah.
Okay. So for the things that matter the most to those under 45, non-credit union members think credit unions are the worst. Credit union members think credit unions are the best. So a big chasm here to try and reconcile, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it highlights the fact that if we're trying to better understand our marketplace and we're only talking to members, we're probably going to get a very different story than if we talk to non-credit union members. And if we're trying to expand our membership base to those who are not already within the credit union community somehow, we're starting from the bottom and have to work our way up in terms of perception.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it also begs the question, do you know, if you're a credit union member and you think credit unions do this the best, is it because, you know, you're a credit union member, you've seen the light, you've seen that credit unions are actually a lot better at these things than other people think, or have they just not gotten exposed to the alternatives out there yet?
Yeah.
And so it could be a threat if one day they're like, yeah, I'll open up that, you know, SoFi or Wealthfront account and do a little investing. And you're like, oh, wow, this is actually leagues above what I'm used to experiencing.
Yep.
So that's where we get a bit nervous, because we think more exposure into these other technologies, these other offerings, these alternatives could really start to flip the story around what credit union members think are the best at doing these top value drivers.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that's a huge finding right there. That's the headline right there. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. I mean, I think the interview's done. No, I'm just kidding. But that's monumental right there. Mm-hmm. So that perception, you know. Mm-hmm. So and what Brandon was talking about earlier, there's so many other choices out there, right, that the temptation or the availability of it is, it's there for the taking. So yeah, credit unions really got to be careful. And like you said, yeah, it's worrisome. It's concerning